After being canceled last year due to historic flooding, this year's Founders Day event in Pocahontas takes place tomorrow. The Five Rivers Historic Preservation Incorporated has been putting this event on for the past couple of years. Linda Boland is with the group. Boland says the Founders Day event digs deep into the history of Randolph County and Pocahontas.
Pocahontas celebrated its sesquicentennial in 2006, and I know some of your listeners were here for that. In preparing for that, we started and became very active in our historic preservation group, and people developed a renewed interest in the history of Randolph County. And Randolph County has some of the earliest history in the state of Arkansas, and that's because of our location on the Southwest Trail, which is also called the Old Military Trail and the Natchitoches Trail, Trail of Tears. All of those traveled the same route through Randolph County. And the reason they came through Randolph County is because everything east of us, where you are in Jonesboro, was swamp back in 1800. And everything west of us was the Ozark, the rugged, rugged Ozark Mountains. And we're in the upland river valley part, which was much easier to travel. So when the Great Expansion occurred in the early 1800s, Great Expansion of the United States, the pioneers, it was easy to travel in the upland river valleys, much easier than through the swamp or in the rugged Ozarks. So we're right on the beginning of the southern route of the expansion, the Southwest Trail, that took people, not the Lewis and Clark route that took them immediately west, but that took people south through Arkansas and down into Texas. So we've got long, long, long history here in Randolph County.
And Boland says what contributes to the history is the fact that several generations of families who farmed over 100 years ago, some of those family members are still living in the area today. Boland says the state of Arkansas is looking for some of those families, like their group is.
I got word that the state of Arkansas now, through the Department of Agriculture, is starting a century farm project. And ours has been in place for 3 years. Our recipients meet the same criteria as the state award, so they'll be applying for that additional award. But at any rate, that tells you how long our history is here in Randolph County. Pocahontas was formed before statehood. It was incorporated in the 1850s, so that's why our 150-year celebration was in 2006. But our town has been here much, much, much longer.
And the Founders Day Festival takes place all day long in historic downtown Pocahontas tomorrow. Events include a 5K run, Kids Zone quilt show, a Victorian tea, and live entertainment. A lecture series takes place from 8:30 to 4 at the Old Imperial Theater, with the theme of the lecture series being Randolph Roots, Exploring Our Past, the Frontier Premiere from 1800 to 1812. Boland tells about the lecture series.
One of our feature speakers is a fellow named Gary Barker. Gary Barker is from Kentucky. I can't think of the name of his group, but at any rate, he is one of the living historians, a person who gets in character and stays in character during his entire presentation, and his period for his character is the pioneer time. I've had an opportunity to meet Gary Barker and his wife, Maria, and they have actually lived the pioneer life. They took a year out of their lives and lived like the pioneers lived 200 years ago, in that they built their wagon, they had oxen, they drove their wagon, they loaded their wagon with all the supplies that they would need for a year, which mostly was seed and tools, and they traveled to a remote area, cleared the land themselves, planted the land, built their cabins, and anyway, they have personal experience of exactly how the pioneers lived, the pioneers who settled this country and settled the West, certainly.
And also, Boland says everyone is invited to attend this particular event.
Well, I think the goal for the festival, first of all, I guess, is to have fun. And also to see that that history is a lot of fun. And then in addition to that is to bring people to Pocahontas to see what all we've got now. I mean, we've got a lot of interesting things here that if you hadn't been in 4 or 5 years, you need to come back. We have a wonderful heritage museum downtown. We have a really good, and the museum downtown is of interest to anybody in Northeast Arkansas. Well, anybody in Arkansas, really, because it talks about very early Arkansas history.
And that's Linda Boland. More information on the Founders Day Festival in Pocahontas, go to our website, kasu.org, and click on events.